Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, across the airwaves. It's that time again. We're running a couple practice runs on it. It's the Gross Misconduct Podcast, hosted by a brother, a mentor, and a friend, former baseball pitcher Kip Gross. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, chiming in, playing producer too. 347-205-9631. If you happen to miss this 15 minutes, catch the archive on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So as I lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic, first of all, Kip, how are you this afternoon?
Mark, I'm doing outstanding right now. Just got out of the shower and feeling really revived and ready to go.
Well, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you if they want to get a hold of you, because I know pitching in baseball for a lot of years, a lot of people will get a lot of hold of you.
Well, you know, I've got a kipgross.com website, and then I've got, you know, the Facebook with my name on it, and Instagram, obviously. You got your kip.gross1, I think is what it is. And there's a few ways to get. Be a gamer. I've always been the be a gamer. It's been my moniker from way back when. So my email is beagamer@gmail.com. It's always been that way. So
yeah, that moniker is a good one. Definitely. You know, you got that last name, you run with it. I know I try to run with mine, and that's the best way. Get it out there. Let people know what it's all about. You know, I couldn't help but talk in the pre-chat with you. Looks like the Oakland A's got 1 foot out of Oakland. They're going to move to Vegas. Vegas is going to give them a new stadium. And, boy, you know, years growing up and stuff, Vegas didn't have nothing. We saw an NBA All-Star game go in that city. But now we've seen, you know, a hockey team, a football team, and here comes a baseball team. You played in Oakland. How tough is it to see the A's moving out of Oakland?
You know what? It's really tough to actually see this happening to all these teams out there, because, you know, Oakland's one of the teams that's won some of the most World Series. I think they're like 5 or 6 on the totem pole for most World Series won in Oakland. So, you know, you see these teams and you don't know what the problem is. It's obviously the fans, some, but at the same time, management and owners. But, you know, I've always been a Raiders fan, and then they moved to Vegas, and, you know, they're filling it every time. But the problem is that it's not Oakland fans, it's not Raider fans. It's, you know, it's just people that are on vacation, and the hotels are buying up the tickets. And so every game, it seems like there's more of the visiting team showing up than the actual home team. So it's kind of bothersome in that way for me.
Yeah, and when you look at when you played the game, you know, some of these towns, and I got a chance to talk to Raleigh Fingers last week, Darryl Knowles this week, who played with the A's. You get into these cities, and you brought up the Raiders. When you look at Oakland, you know, maybe it's a football town when the Raiders were there, and baseball's hard to come by. We've seen this in Pittsburgh where, you know, a football town with a drinking problem with the Steelers. Pirates had a tough time drawing. Penguins were like that for a while, and winning cured that. You go to St. Louis, where baseball is right next to the Bible as far as, you know, what's important. But when you played the game, you've been through some of these cities, and we talked about also the pre-chat about Houston. Take us through the Tampas, the Pittsburghs, and some of these cities where, you know, 10 people show up and everybody dresses up as an empty chair.
Oh, there's no question about what you're saying. I mean, some of these cities, it's really strange, because you got like Tampa Bay Rays right now. You know, they're had their 12 game winning streak, and I think they've only lost 3 games now, so they've done well even since the streak ended. But yeah, you've got like the Houston back in the day, the Astros. I pitched there one time when I swear you could hear the guy up in the nosebleed talk, and it's real, you know, especially in a dome like that, and it's. You kind of wonder what it is that has it makes this happen to some of these cities, and that's why I don't really know if it's they don't have enough big names on the team because the payroll's not up there, or it's just the fans don't care, or like I said, the ownership doesn't care, and it I'd really like to get into that sometime and understand why, because it's a tough one, because some of these cities, you know, when they win they draw, and when they don't they don't. But the problem is, early in the season, are they going to go to Tampa because, you know, a bunch of no-name players, not really no-names, but, you know, in the big world of Major League Baseball, are they big names? No, but they're winning. and you would think that they'd come out and support that, but it's just Tampa Bay's never done it. Pittsburgh is up and down, as with these other teams. But, yeah, it's kind of crazy to me how this works.
Yeah, give us a Tom Browning story that happened there, and I know we were rapping about that, and I can't wait for the listeners to hear this one.
I believe it was 93. It was the last game of the first half of the season, and Tom Browning actually made the All-Star team that year. And I'm sorry, it was 92 because it was the second year there. 92 is in Cincinnati. Anyway, Brownie's pitching, and he can't get anybody out. He's been going through this for like three or four games straight. It's just every time they swing the bat, it's a double off him. And there was nobody in the stands. I mean, it was, like I said, you could hear somebody up and, you know, talking in the nosebleed. And finally, it was probably about three or four innings into the game. Next thing you know, I'm in the bullpen. And next thing you know, you hear him down in the tunnel, and there's a toilet, a commode down there, and he's got a baseball bat. And he's just beating his face, this commode to pieces. You can just hear it shatter, and he's cussing up a storm. And anybody and everybody can hear it. I mean, people are stopping and not even, you know, the game is stopping, just looking over in our dugout. It was just a fun thing. And it was, I actually rode on the plane with him after the game because he was going, I can't remember where the All-Star game was that year, but I was going back to Denver to see my family. And so we were on the same flight together, sitting next to each other. And it was just kind of funny, the whole thing. He ended up having a great year. But, you know, pitchers go through that, hitters go through that. But it was just how quiet it was in the dome to be able to hear him yelling in that runway up to the clubhouse. It was just funny.
Yeah, what a pitcher. And I remember one year, I think he threw a no-hitter against the Dodgers.
He threw a perfect game. Yeah, that was the second game. A doubleheader, and there was a rain delay in the first game, and they came back out, and he just dealt. It was great, and that's what he was always known for. But God rest his soul, he passed away last year. But he was one of the best guys I've ever known in my entire life. You know, he was, you know, from the Midwest like I was, and or I am, and so just a really good guy. He was treated everybody great. Didn't matter who you were on the team. And he was just one of those people that you really love to have around.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I always say when I get up to heaven, God decides to send me down, I want to be a Major League Baseball player. And, boy, what you've accomplished is amazing. That's what I tell God. Let me become a relief pitcher, just sit in the bullpen, kind of look at everything, get in when I need to get in, strike the guys out, give the ball to the coach, and move on to the next game. But five cities, I said – that I'd love to play Major League Baseball in. I said it on the XM show with the guys. First choice would be Pittsburgh from there. Second choice would be San Diego. My third choice now would be Philadelphia, Boston, and St. Louis. Now, I don't know what you think of those five cities, but you can add five or subtract. What would be your five? And then we can always get into which ones we don't want to play for.
No doubt, right? You know what? Philadelphia, it's really a crazy town because they love to hate you there. It doesn't matter who you are. Mike Schmidt got booed, and, you know, Hall of Famer, he got booed there. And, you know, these towns like, or cities, I should say, like L.A., you know, they're really, really fun to play in because they're always filled with fans. And they, you know, you see anywhere you go, doesn't matter where you're on the road, when I played for the Dodgers, you still saw Dodger fans. And, you know, they're wearing their hats and their gear, whatever, because they're out there like the Yankees, you know. I've never been an American League fan except when I was a kid at the Royals. But, you know, Houston would be one of those cities I'd love to play. And I actually played there for a little bit, and I loved the team there. It was really, really fun to play there. You know, the one I'd really like to play in, though, is Colorado. And I never got a chance. I played in AAA for them there. It actually ended my career. But it just the vibe there with everybody and the city, and everybody's got good numbers there, obviously, because it's such a big ballpark. But it's just one of those places where they were begging for baseball, kind of like Vegas is now, and all these like Nashville's who want baseball there. And so when they got the team, they've been supporting it ever since. And you know, you got to have good ownership to put money into the club. But, you know, your team that you went through right there is, you know, a lot of blue collar going on there. And I like that out of a city is a lot of blue collar.
Yeah. Hey, I know we're launching your podcast. We're getting some of these practice runs in, and boy, I appreciate the time we got to get these things in. Tell everybody what this podcast is going to entitle, because with your cachet of guys you played with, I can see a whole army coming through this thing and blowing this up. I can see the gross misconduct T-shirts being launched. I can definitely see a lot, my friend.
You know what? I was just talking about this just a little while ago about the name of it. And, you know, that's kind of what I like out of this. It can go anywhere. It doesn't matter. We can go here, we can go there, we can go up, we can go down, about whatever, because it doesn't have to be great stuff. It can be bad stuff. It can be whatever. And so, you know, people want to call in and talk whatever, just say what's on your mind, and let's have some fun with it. And that's basically what I want to do. Baseball, you know, what you're doing on the side. You know, the one thing I've always liked to maybe talk about is how people got to where they were in baseball. And it's really, you know, I did a survey a couple years ago, and I think I ended up having like 2,500 baseball players answer this survey. And the strangest thing was over half of them went through junior college to get professional baseball. And it really did shock me, but at the same time, it didn't shock me, because I did play junior college baseball 1 year, and it opens a lot of avenues for people. And so I just want to, I'd love to just talk about anything and everything. There is no, you know, definitive voice or opinion or way we have to go with this. We can go anywhere we want.
Right. And what I like about it is next week when we do it, the draft will either be going on, or will it be the day after or whatever. Any preference in football in the last minute and a half, what you're looking for as far as your favorite team, the Raiders? I like the Garoppolo pickup. I couldn't figure out the Waller thing going to the Giants, but every time I pick the Raiders to do something, they're like a Bruce Springsteen song. They go two steps forward, three steps back. I don't know if I should roll three straight years of these guys winning the division. What's your take on the Raiders?
Well, people don't know this, but Mark finally took himself out of the owner, or not ownership, but he took himself out of all the decision-making now. Mark Davis, you know, Al's son. And so he hired the GM, and I wasn't a big fan of the hire of the coach yet, but you know, it's a second go around now. I was very happy with getting rid of Carr, because he's been there 9 years. Don't get me wrong, I loved the Carr pick when they drafted him second round way back when. I loved it, but once he broke his leg, he's been a different quarterback. Yeah, the pickup with the quarterback I think is outstanding. Yeah, he gets hurt a lot, but you know what? I'll take him when he's healthy, because he's one of the best in the game when he is healthy. Waller, I was very happy about getting rid of Waller, only because I think he's one of those guys that he now has a big contract, and I think he's sitting on a little bit. I really do. And he didn't play this year because of a hamstring injury, and hamstrings don't last that long. And so yeah. They got some good draft picks out of him, I think a third-round pick or whatever. And I think the Raiders might really surprise some people this year. As long as we get a good backup quarterback in the draft, and
yeah, that's the key.
What we got to have, and yeah. obviously we need defense.
Yeah, no, that's a big thing with the USFL. I didn't have a Pittsburgh team in this thing, so I threw everything in a hat, drew a name, Houston Roughnecks. Now I follow, and with the USFL, I'm going with the Pittsburgh Maulers. Any take in the last 30 seconds with the USFL, XFL?
You know what? I haven't watched one game of those yet. I haven't seen any of it, only because I've really been concentrating on the NFL and Major League Baseball right now. And my son's a huge NBA fan, and now I'm in the Phoenix area, so I'm kind of starting to watch that. And so sports is sports. And, you know, the first time the XFL came out, it was kind of, you know, let's watch it for a little bit, and then it kind of got away from everybody because they were doing a lot of weird things. But, you know, what's really crazy about it now, the NFL is picking up on some stuff that they were doing back then. So it might be something that really I would like to see a minor leagues of the NFL someday is what I'd like to see. It would be fun.
Very well said. And I know the Reds are in Pittsburgh, so I know we're going to be going against each other for the next 4 days. And I'm a big Bucks fan on the other side. Grew up with the Jabbar and all those kind of guys. And you got Phoenix, so maybe we can rekindle the memory in the NBA championship once again. And you guys can put us out after taking a 2-0 lead. On that thought, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, my friend. I can't wait to do this again next week as we get ready for the launch in May.
KipGross.com and beagamer@gmail.com. You can send me all you want, and I'll answer everybody. And I look forward to everything we're doing here, Mark. I really do, and I appreciate it.
Well, I love you dearly, my friend. I'll let you get back to that Newport move out there, and I'll get ready for another podcast at the top of the next hour. Till then, guys, thank you very much for tuning in. He's Kip Gross. Yours truly, Mark Mancini. We'll be back again next week for another practice run, and we'll launch in May. Till then, have a blessed one. Catch the archive on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, and have a great week. And thanks again, Kip.
Thank you, Mark. Outstanding day.
Thank you.